producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Money.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Tonight marks the 8th year that I've come here to report on the State of the Union. And for this final one, I'm going to try to make it a little shorter. I know some of you are antsy to get back to Iowa.
Ha, 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 ha. antsy to get back to Iowa. It ended up yesterday. I don't think it was short. I think it was still going on an hour later, from what I remember.
Yeah, it was about an hour, I think, is what it wound up to be.
You made it through three quarters of it. I made it through 30 seconds of it. You're a better man than I am. I couldn't do it.
You know, it's funny because I think for the last seven of them, I just haven't even bothered. In fact, it's been, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. State of the Union. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I channeled my inner Scotty. I can't do it, Captain.
I can't do it. You know, for me, it was, yeah. I just wanted to kind of get a glimpse of it because it was the last one. It's the last State of the Union that we're going to see him. Mm-hmm. Some people are cheering for that, and I understand. But I just kind of wanted to see because, it was said that it was going to be a very unconventional type of State of the Union. Now, listen, the last State of the Union address by any president is always a little bit different than the prior ones because they're not running for re-election. So, sure. You know, it's kind of a way to try and make excuses for the things that you fell short on and try and secure what you would hope to be your legacy as president of the United States.
Who can we blame for our shortfall?
Right.
You know, there was an interesting segment in there that you pulled out, and I want to play it, and we can talk about it. And by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are going into some broadcast healing. There's really some pretty profound updates on a spike in newborn drug addiction. How are they being born addicted to drugs? We'll get into that. Also, a very common over-the-counter medicine may be at the top of the list of accidental infant poisonings. Very dangerous. And moms and dads out there, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you want to listen to this. You might be new to you. Think twice before you prescribe this to your own child. All right, stick around for that. Prepping for pandemics, we've got more vaccine updates and a shocking admission on the failure of the whooping cough vaccine, pertussis. We're going to get to that as well. Ty Bollinger is up next after that because it's outside the box time. And we've got the pharma death clock. We've got more to go over. We only scratched the surface of that yesterday. And an interesting herb, if you will, a plant that they're acknowledging. This is another weird one from Dr. Manny on Fox, a Superdon. I don't know. Maybe he's taken some of this stuff. Ayahuasca? I'm thinking. It's a very interesting relation to diabetes. We're going to get to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. Before we go into the also the GMO labeling from Campbell's Soup, I want to hear this regret. What are Obama's regrets? Is he sincere of this? I don't know. I'm going to hear it again, and maybe you are going to hear it for the first time. Super Don has some opinions on it. I want to hear it, and we'll comment. Stand by. Here we go. Or maybe not. Come on, Perlay.
Our public life withers when only the most extreme voices get all the attention.
Extreme voices.
And most of all, democracy breaks down when the average person feels their voice doesn't matter.
Okay, I apologize. I'm not going to play it all at one time because when I hear that, you know, the mention of democracy wasn't even the most offensive thing. But when your voice doesn't matter, your voice doesn't matter. Of course your voice matters. It just doesn't matter to them. I think I want to make that distinction. Your voice always matters, but it doesn't matter to those to whom you hope that it matters. How many petitions have been sent in to the White House over the vaccine issue? You know, the one thing we said yesterday about, I think we came up with a couple of things he was not going to mention. One, the Federal Reserve. Two, the FDA. Three, we should have said autism, vaccine injury in that realm. No discussion of that. The voices that aren't being heard, they're speaking out. They're speaking loudly, but they're not being heard by those who have facilitated the demise of those voices. We'll get to that. So I'm gonna start partly over again because I just had to start there. It was important. And let's continue.
That the system is rigged in favor of the rich or the powerful or some special interest. Too many Americans feel that way right now.
Okay, too many Americans feel that way? No, not enough Americans feel that way right now, Super Don. Not enough Americans feel that the game is rigged because they're still participating. And that's the grand delusion. The grand delusion, and as we can see it play out in the next election cycle, as they try to stifle certain voices that are not warmongering voices, certain voices that actually would be responsible to a budget that would actually curtail the growth of this untenable national debt. Here I am jumping all over this, Super Don. I didn't plan this, but I just can't help
there
myself.
There you go.
I know. This is a host prerogative.
No, that's okay. Although, I do have to acknowledge the fact that there are a lot of people that just have just given up and gone, you know, taken their marbles and gone home because they've become disenfranchised. Understandably.
Yes.
Really. And I can't say that I myself have not fallen into that category to some degree as well. I'm very jaded and bitter and disenfranchised in a lot of ways.
No, the only thing bitter about you is your coffee.
I will never become disenfranchised with coffee. The coffee being.
No, there. I know you won't. That's okay. Let's continue. Let's hear what else he regrets.
It's one of the few regrets of my presidency that the rancor and suspicion between the parties has gotten worse instead of better. I have no doubt a president with the gifts of Lincoln or Roosevelt might have better bridged the divide. And I guarantee I'll keep trying to be better so long as I hold this office.
So if he's sincere about that last bit, Super Don, maybe he is. But can you say that he actually made an effort to kind of bridge the divide? I mean, maybe I lost the 8 years or 7.5 years about this. I just don't recall him. I mean, he's become one of the most divisive presidents.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, I don't think, you know, going back to Lincoln and FDR, I mean, I he might feel that way, but I'm just hard-pressed to find somewhere where he said, you know, let's bridge this gap. Like, remember what we talked about yesterday, the day before, Justin Amash wanting to meet with him over sentencing reform, you know, stuff that would be very aligned with what you think Obama is about, and he'd rather meet with a rapper than Justin Amash. I mean, that doesn't seem to me about bridging a divide.
No, but listen, I mean, if we're going to be fair, I mean, we've seen this in every presidency. I mean, there's always this type of you know, treatment and behavior that we could point out with probably every president that's been in office, you know, at any given time.
Sure.
Especially in the last, you know, in this century. But, I will have to say, though, that this presidency with Barack Obama has been different than it has been in the past. And, you know, Barack Obama really became an enemy of the Republican Party, and a lot of people didn't like him. And so I think that, and not defending him in any way, I'm just saying that this has been a bit of a phenomenon, I think, right, in presidential history with Obama, that they really have not worked with him or attempted to work with him, or there really hasn't been much progress that I think could have been made because Obama I don't want to start bringing the racial issue into it, but I think that played a part of it too.
Sure. Well, we can't ignore that. I think there was an aloofness in some ways, And, of course, that you could just come in and everybody would get along. I mean, the idea of the Hegelian dialectic, which is something you love it when I mention, it has to play itself out in more extreme ways in order to keep the illusion going. And there had to be more of a divide, not less of a divide, in order to keep people engaged in the system. Now, there is a certain point when that disenfranchisement becomes very real and people go, screw it. I am taking my ball, I'm going home. And I think that's an appropriate thing at this point, because the energy you utilize to invest in these politicians, for the most part, with rare exception, is used against you, is used to indebt you, is used to enslave you. It is not used to really correct the problems that government itself has facilitated and enabled. And I think that's the wake-up. If for me, Obama has done anything good, it's that maybe more people than ever, the very regret that he has, more people than ever are feeling like their voice isn't being heard. And it's about damn time, because that voice is not intended to be heard by those whose interests are not yours, they are not mine. Case in point, the search for the cures for cancer. We're going to get to that next hour. We've got another audio clip of a moonshot, supposedly, that Barack Obama said in his address, and we'll show you how ludicrous it is. We say, we're going to go to the moon, we're going to cure cancer. And that shows you either how out of touch he is or how much of a puppet he is. And in either case, you could be right. And we'll get to that. But first, Campbell's soup. What the hell has gotten into Campbell's soup? Is it
good? Right? Isn't that Campbell's soup?
Good. I remember that. That was when we grew up. But it was always considered a wholesome family thing. They sold it well, and you saw the family gathering around to have some Campbell's soup. But over the years, as they got bigger and badder, just like many of these multinationals, they embraced refined sugars, carbohydrates that were just not necessary. They embraced, preservatives and additives and colorings and flavorings, even MSG. But now Campbell's Soup Company has announced that it's all for GMO labeling for its own food products, and it supports mandatory labeling for consumers' right to know. This is a National News article, and you should check it out. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'm a bit suspicious. It's just my nature at this point to know, is there some other motivation going on here? Because they're losing. Is there a way that they can co-opt the movement of labeling GMOs instead of putting an outright ban on them until they can prove that they're safe beyond a shadow of a doubt, because they have not done so. And our government protectors or regulators have basically fallen down on the job, not that they intended to do their job, but they said, well, yeah, it's safe because the companies themselves submitted safety data. You wouldn't trust it from a natural products company, so why would you trust it from a big company like that? I'm asking. Maybe you got some answers. 866-939-BELL. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events are in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes. And that's at robertscottbell.com. First event on the list right now is Vicasa Integrative Health Expo in Orlando, the 6th and 7th. I'm going to be there on the 7th to broadcast live, our Sunday afternoon show. But before that, and I haven't added it yet, there's a Right to Try conference in Southern Colorado. Wow, early February. It's going to be covered in snow. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but Right to Try conference, and that's in Kuchara, Colorado, for those of you who know Colorado, at the Kuchara Inn. Looks like a really nice place. But I'm going to get you more information on the Right to Try conference. It's very small. Be a limited number of attendees allowed to attend this one, but it's going to be a power-packed little weekend, and I'm going to be there for a couple of days. Yeah.
You might have to break out your 1985 Karate Kid ski jacket.
Oh, you like that? You still like that? That looks like the Michelin tire man?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, that's a down jacket. It puffs up nicely.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, that was there's a great picture of you when you were visiting Dr. Frank King when the temperatures were kind of nippy and you had to wear your Eskimo gear.
From the 80s, that's right.
That's right.
Did I look as geeky as I thought I did? No, don't answer that. Don't answer that. All right, Campbell Soup, by the way, just got word that their alphabet soups are going to remove the letters G, M, and O. So if you like to play with the letters in alphabet soup, actually, no, we're not sure about that because they didn't come out against them. They just want to declare if they have them, which is better than nothing. I'll say that.
Well, to give them some credit, all right, they did say, and this was from the Guardian article, that they said in July that they were going to stop adding MSG to its condensed soup for children.
Right.
And they're going to be using non-genetically modified ingredients sourced from American organic farms in its Campbell's Organic Soup line for kids.
All right. Well, good. That's
so they're moving in the right direction here. So who knows? Maybe they're doing this preemptively as they move into a direction that maybe they're going to be using better ingredients for their soup.
Somebody see the writing on the wall, or enough moms out there
There you go. That's a big Campbell's. Company. Campbell's.
Yeah. We called into Campbell's and said, we're not buying your stuff unless you clean up your act. All right. That's good news. All right. Spike in newborn drug withdrawal tied to prenatal painkiller use. That's bad news. More babies are being born with drug withdrawal syndrome. And they suspect, it's like almost a moment of duh, the increased use of powerful prescription painkillers like OxyContin and Percocet. And there's an increase in the rate of painkiller abuse among pregnant women. I mean, who would prescribe these drugs to a woman who's pregnant? Or is this stuff that they're getting on the so-called black market?
Well, tests have said, doctors' studies have said that it's perfectly safe.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
And they freak out if you use cannabis or anything. I mean,
Lose your kids and go to jail.
Right. And you know, we've covered studies that show there really wasn't a deleterious impact of that plant on the development of the baby in utero, much less in childhood. So, I mean, there's a lot of information, misinformation we're still going to have to overcome. But if anybody would argue that these painkillers are safe at any time, I think you would lose the argument. And so what are we going to do to detoxify these babies? I mean, you're born addicted to drugs. Now, I hope that they would open up the homeopathic medicine that can can accelerate the cleanse, the detox out of these little babies. That's the safest thing they can do. But my goodness, what about CBD? CBD doesn't make you high, but it can help in that regard, too. Remember how many people have been able to come off of those drugs by utilizing the plant-based cannabinoid. So there you go. And here's another warning for you new moms and dads. If you're not a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, acetaminophen, known primarily as Tylenol, but it can be other things, is topping the list of accidental infant poisonings. Now, Tylenol acetaminophen is some of the most toxic substance that a drug that's approved for over-the-counter use for the liver. Absolutely destroys the liver. And how many moms and dads, innocently enough, they don't know, their kid has a fever, they reach for the Tylenol, children's Tylenol. Not realizing that a fever is a good thing, not a bad thing. As long as it's not been induced by a vaccination that shoots up to 104.5, 105, 106 that causes brain damage. But on a typical childhood fever, you do not need to reduce it. Stop it. Especially stop it stop poisoning these kids' livers. You can use homeopathic remedies for fever. And, of course, in adults, we use phosphorus. And for kids, you remember the fever remedy for kids, Super Don?
No.
You don't? All right, when we come back, we're going to see. I'm going to test him. We're going to see if we can get some Latin. If you got a fever remedy for
Pop
a kid,
quiz.
What's it going to be? Pop quiz time on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just concerned about the spike in prenatal painkiller use that is leading to drug withdrawals in newborn babies. And then the secondary story about acetaminophen Tylenol poisoning topping the list of accidental infant poisonings. And I mentioned going out of the break to the break about fever remedies. We overuse and abuse them. We don't even need them in most cases. Even homeopathic ones, you don't necessarily need them. If a fever spikes dangerously high, that's a different story. But 102 is not dangerously high. 103 is not dangerously high. 103.5 is not dangerously high. And I think we need to really go back to basics to understand how important a fever is to a child, much less an adult who's dealing with an infection to burn it out, and so you're stronger on the other side of it. Now, we can take homeopathic medicines that will not harm the liver, will help the liver to get you over through. In fact, the best way to get you through
a fever faster is to help the liver. The very thing brain surgeon, neurosurgeon Sanjay Gupta couldn't figure out when he had the flu in Afghanistan a few years back and he took a Tylenol. Wiped out his immune system, made his liver more congested, and he says it was the most miserable thing ever. See, you can be smart, you can be a brain surgeon, and yet still be a dunderhead when it comes to caring for yourself in an acute infectious scenario. Bacterial, viral, fungal, doesn't matter. And I mentioned homeopathic phosphorus for fever, and there are fever remedies. King Bio has them as well. And then off the break, I teased. I said, Super Don, what do you think for kids? And he asked me, should I do it on the air or should we do it, talk about it on the break? And I said, no, let's talk about it now. Because I seriously did not expect that Super Don would get this answer. Not because he's not brilliant, he is. Just because in my memory, I don't recall talking about this in a long time, the fever remedy for kids in homeopathy. And you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. I was like, I'm still stunned. I'm like...
Really? Now, listen, yeah. We've talked about it, and the answer was belladonna.
Yes.
I know we've talked about it before. Are there other things that it's used for?
Yeah, of course. I mean, every remedy has multiple uses, but the most common is the childhood fever. We could do chamomilla.
Right. Here's the other thing, and probably the reason why it's stuck in my head is that with all of the reading that I've done about the opposition to homeopathy, that is actually one of the ones that you will see a lot that they will use as a comeback to try and make it seem like a crazy thing that homeopaths think that you would put belladonna in something right. for your kids because it'll poison your kids and they'll die because belladonna is poisonous, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's probably the reason why that has stuck in my head as much as it has.
Sure. They'll use it in Hollywood murder mysteries of the past, belladonna, right? But it's homeopathic. It is not toxic in homeopathic form. I'm not telling anyone to give their child poison belladonna. Homeopathic. And again, it is not really necessary, but if you're concerned, the thing is about my experience with homeopathy is if that fever needs to go up, it will help the fever to go up. If it needs to come down, it will help the fever to come down. It's not a suppressive medicine. It's not going to get in the way of your immune system. And I would like for you to consider preceding that dose of belladonna with a dose of Bryonia alba, because Bryonia is the phenomenal polycrest for the liver, and it works for so many things. But you can find any of the liver remedies, and they're going to help. Chelidonium is great. Nux vomica is even good. And, of course, Nux vomica works on stomach issues as well. There's so much that it can do. But I just want to say, new moms and dads, don't freak out over fevers. And if you give them something, please make it a homeopathic remedy. Silver hydrosol, of course, will, it's not going to affect the fever directly. Indirectly, it will, because it's going to help your immune system. But the homeopathic remedy, belladonna. Super Don, just like, I'm taking a break. You can take over. The show is yours tonight. It's all you
do. No. You know, it's funny, because, as I was talking about the other side, the skepducks, to use belladonna as one of their examples of how, crazy it is that, how could somebody possibly think that, belladonna would be the, something that would be good to give somebody. The skeptics, as we've talked, it's been a while since we've talked about the skeptics, actually.
Yes.
One of the things they like to point out is something called logical fallacies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones that they like to use is something called personal incredulity. And basically what that means is that if somebody finds something difficult to understand, that must mean it's not true, right? And it's funny because really they don't understand the logical fallacy that is within that logical fallacy, which is that just because you, Mr. Skeptic, find it hard to understand or difficult to understand how belladonna in a homeopathic form could be good does not mean it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It works both ways.
Well, they're kings and queens of logical fallacies because
they employ them all the time. So.
They employ them all of the time. Now, preppers. The government hates preppers. On one hand, and on the other hand, it'll say, prepare, it's hurricane season, all right, or it's snowblower season, whatever. Prepare, but it's good to prepare, but it's not. They always like to confuse you that way, kind of like what Obama had said in the State of the Union. He's regretful that, people ended up, more... or less trusting. It's like, what did you expect, really? And if we look at preppers and prepping,
We, of course, are very much supportive of people preparing for life's little disasters and life's big disasters, because they happen. Part of life on planet Earth. But when we get to a global preparedness, it becomes a little bit ridiculous. Because there's no such thing as global preparedness. Unless you think we can globally prepare for the sun to go supernova. No, there's no preparation you can make for that. I'm sorry to be the informer of that. But the global preparation we're talking about here is the World Health Organization and a couple of pharma-inspired or pharma-conflicted organizations, NGOs, that are promoting this idea that we could prepare for pandemics for less than $1 each year for each person on planet Earth.
For just $1, you can save the world $1 a day.
Actually, they're saying it's like 72 cents. Yeah. 72 cents. Now, I want to let you know these organizations that they're encouraging the WHO to kind of implement this. And, of course, you know it would be a global tax, and the United States would probably bear the brunt of that. 72 cents a year.
A year.
Times how many billion? 7 billion? How many people are there? 7 billion?
Is there 7 billion?
I don't know. It's probably
I don't know.
Well, it'd be 6 billion. They want to raise, let's just say they want to raise 6 billion a year for this goal, or this global goal of pandemic preparedness, whatever that means, because they don't spell it out, except when you look at, it's a report by the Commission on Creating a Global Health Risk Framework for the Future, published by who? Well, for the WHO, for sure. But the conflicted organizations include Jeremy Farrar, director of the Wellcome Trust Global Health Charity, which, by the way, if you're familiar with Glaxo Wellcome, that is a pharmaceutical company, and co-funded with the review with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation. Go back to Carnegie Rockefeller and the Flexner Report, and you begin to see the picture here. They want to implement a global tax to promote what? What's the only thing that they really promote for preventing pandemics?
Vaccines.
Vaccines, right. How well has that worked for Ebola? Because that's what they're referring to, Ebola. And we've covered the fact that their tests and their treatments are not working. The things that do, Dr. Batar and I were talking about that the other night, ozone, silver, selenium, none of that is included in such a global pandemic preparedness tax implemented by the United Nations. Globalism, right? Anytime it's global preparedness, run the other way, they're coming for your wallet. So we found an infomercial that they've been preparing to help everybody get set up and soften you up so that you'll be willing to donate. If your government doesn't, you'll be just grabbing for your loose change to say, I can put in 78 cents a year for every child, man, and woman on Earth.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool of you to go in there. I think you had to hack their site. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, this will be showing up on TV at any time soon.
Yeah, give a listen.
For just $5 a month, you can sponsor a child.
That's stupid. Who the hell would want to do that?
Sponsor now, and we'll also send you this Tayco Digital Sports Watch as a free gift.
Sweet!
Oh, you get a sports watch, though.
Who let Cartman in on that one? I didn't know. Super, Don. I think you pulled it from the wrong site.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the red flag that I get out of this article, is that they want to set up this, what they would call a independent center to handle these pandemics under the umbrella of the World Health Organization.
Right.
And here's the buzzword here that you got to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to become a permanent part of the WHO.
Yes.
And have, in quotation marks, considerable operational independence.
Right. And also no liability for their
behavior. Yeah, so what you've got is you've got an international organization that would be independent here as far as what it is that they're doing, probably answerable to nobody but themselves, and calling the shots on these vaccination programs in the under the guise of stopping pandemics.
Right, and it'd be like Team Big Pharma, World Police. Thanks to that's what we're looking at here. Okay, New Hampshire hospital urging children to get revaccinated after another refrigeration issue. Over 14 months, this New Hampshire hospital couldn't figure out that its temperature gauge was off, and so it has no earthly idea if the vaccines were any good. We would argue that they're never any good to start with, but...
Wait a minute, wait.
What?
14 months?
Yeah.
In New Hampshire.
The problem, over 14 months, they couldn't figure out this refrigerator thing.
But wait a minute. So what you're saying is all the people they gave vaccines to for 14 months potentially got vaccines that were not working?
Don't even work, yeah.
Well, then how come everybody in New Hampshire hasn't died from the measles or something by now?
That's interesting. 827 patients, no measles, no mumps, no rubella, no
pertussis. There's been no pandemic in New Hampshire.
And they gave faulty vaccines. By the way, they're willing to give them extra ones for free. The ones that didn't work already worked or didn't work, but good Lord, don't subject yourself or your kids to this.
The New Hampshire is just full of ticking time bombs right now. Run!
Finally, 2013 outbreak in Florida. The CDC admits the strength of the whooping cough vaccine may be waning. This article, and I saw it also on the Daily Beast or something, a medical doctor wrote this and said, oh my gosh, the vaccines are not working. They didn't blame non-vaccinators or anti-vaxxers, but they are afraid that anti-vaxxers will get a hold of this information. It was published in a major journal article called Emerging Infectious Diseases. Due to the vaccines that don't work. So, anyway, this is what the Gates Foundation wants worldwide, where they don't even have refrigerators in certain areas. How's that going to work out for you? All right, when we come back, is frozen as good as fresh? We're going to get to the bottom of it.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Before I get to the bottom of the fresh versus frozen debate, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Super Don will help me explain that. Just a little bit more on the pertussis vaccine, because they're admitting that the vaccine is not working. It's not effective. Although they'll say, well, it seems to work half the time, right? But half the time, how are you going to argue for herd immunity? Because herd immunity is all about 90-some-odd percent. 94%, 92, 95, 99, what is it? It works half the time, maybe. Reports of genetic changes in circulating B. pertussis have raised concern that this organism could be adapting to vaccine-induced immunity. Given these reports and the increased levels of circulation of pertussis among older age groups with documented waning of immunity, further monitoring of acellular pertussis vaccine performance in preschool-aged children is necessary to determine if this outbreak was an isolated finding or possibly identification of an emerging epidemiologic trend. Right? Whooping cough in Disney. Not because of anti-vaxxers, but because the vaccine don't work. And where is the discussion in these journals of immunology? Outside of Dr. Tatiana, what's her name? We met at the homeoprophylaxis group.
Starts with an O.
Obukanich. Obukanich, yes. And her knowledge of immunology to say, hey, isn't it better if a child actually gets through these diseases and is strengthened by it and not harmed by the intoxicating injections? No discussion of that. No, we can't acknowledge that. That's horrible. Of course, it's horrible for the manufacturers of vaccines that have no liability when they injure or kill children with their shots. And we have things in homeopathy, in herbal medicine, in naturopathic medicine, in chiropractic medicine. You can go on and on. We can address these things, and people are not going to be dying in the way they claim. Oh, if there's no vaccines, people will die again. I didn't want to get into that debate all along that the way tonight, but I at least want to plant some more seeds for you to understand what is going on as they're acknowledging the failure of vaccines. They can't deny it anymore, just like Campbell's can't deny GMOs ain't the way to go. In one sense, we're winning, even though it's hard to define winning because this planet, it's a mess with the people on it doing dumb things. But the debate. All right, let's do the debate. Fresh versus frozen.
Now, we've talked about this before.
We have.
And, I mean, this is a debate that has been going on forever because people automatically assume, and I think correctly, I've always agreed with the idea that fresh is always better than frozen. Now, frozen is better than, say, some other ways that you can get it, but it's kind of like the next step below fresh. I would always pick fresh over frozen.
Right. And I think that's it's an arguable point, although they say frozen may be better than canned, interestingly enough, about nutritional integrity.
Yeah.
But
you know, the thing about fresh is fresh is always better.
Mhm.
The soonest you can get to it after picking it or harvesting it.
Right. Yeah, I'm cutting stuff from the backyard and bringing it right in. That's ideal.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Apparently, we're having a discussion and people think we're talking about food, but it turns out this is a study. Oh, God. We are getting to the bottom of this one. Frozen as good as fresh for fecal transplants. Ow, no. Don't say it isn't so. Yeah, I did. I said it.
I mean, I hate to say it, but... You know, if you're going to have a fecal transplant, and if the idea is that you want to try and get the most healthy bugs from a healthy gut into yours, and even though we would probably agree this is not the best way to do it, or the easiest way, or the more, I hate to use the term, but more palatable way to do it.
Oh, ow.
Because, I mean, listen, we're talking about pills, right?
I would have to assume
that perhaps fresh would be better than frozen.
I still want it. I would want, if I had to, I want it frozen because just in case anything comes wafting off of something so fresh.
Oh, man!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry about that. Listen, we have not been advocates of fecal transplants here simply because it's gross. No, that's not very scientific. Just because we don't find it necessary. But doctors, they need something to transplant, so they're going to do that. You can take probiotics. Call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. Get all the good probiotics you need without digging around anybody's backside. I'm just saying. Even your own. I'm just saying. All right, Ty Bollinger coming up next as we go outside the booty. I mean, outside the box.
Hey.
It's what we do because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.